he would call it.
Is that side meat or
nibbin? Yes, his side meat. Nibbin. Nibbin. Yes, sir, nibbin. That's what we called it, nibbin.
And if you took the hog's head and made some pressed meat, what was that?
Well, that, yes, sir, that's right. It was hit somebody fine.
What you call that?
Fresh,
South.
Yes, sir, that's
And the hard thing in the center of a cherry that you have to spit out, is that a pit or a seed?
It's a seed.
It's a seed.
Yes.
And the same thing in a peach?
Yes, there's a seed.
Seed or a kernel?
Well, some of them call them a kernel. A
kernel.
Yes, so that's right.
You'd say a seed. Is that
yes,
a,
that's what they...
And if you broke a peach apart, and the meat just fell away from the seed, what would you call that? Is that a free stone or a clear stone or?
Well, that the meat. Well, I don't know what you'd call that. If the meat, if you take after you take the meat off it.
I mean, off the peach.
Yes.
I don't know. You just broke a peach open.
Yes, and pull it off. I don't know really what would be the. But we'd say this is one side of a peach, that would be the best way.
And if the meat's
clear stone,
huh?
Clear stone?
That's what I call them.
What then?
And if the meat sticks to the seed, what do you call it in this area? Is it a clean stone or a press or a...
Well, I call it clean, I don't know.
Is that right? And beans that you just break up, you don't shell?
Snap beans.
And beans that you do shell?
Well, some of them's called lima beans, some of them's called, what sort of beans all is? Lima beans? Butter beans?
Yes. And if you have turnips or beets, and you cut the tops off and they're very young, they're only about this high.
Yeah.
What do you call those? Is that
salad.
That's salad?
Yeah.
And if you, did you ever have any clabber cheese?
Hey.
Did you heat milk?
I have had some.
What do you say?
Heat milk on the stove?
I can't remember the clabber cheese.
And corn that you just shuck and boil and eat with your fingers?
What would we call that? What do we call that?
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob?
And when you cut the corn off and boil it, what do we call that? I thought of the name. But the
kernel.
No, when you, it's something, you know. Light on me.
Light on me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Right. You take it and boil it, and I believe, don't you put potash in it?
Oh, yeah, that's dry corn you were talking about, the 16.
Yeah.
How many be dried?
Yeah. That's something good.
You don't see that.
No, you don't see it now. But you still can buy it in the store where they got it in the can now. Yes, you can buy it now. But the folks don't make it now.
Did you ever have a name for a room in your house where you just kept everything that you didn't know what to do with?
Well, tell you the straight truth about it. Back there, you mostly had to put what you had in probably one or two rooms, because that was about the size. Yes.
Have you ever heard anybody call it a lumber room or a plunder room?
That's right, a plunder room, yes, that they had. But a general thing, the houses you most had to